you, my child.
The rest is undone. Lovely to hear you.
There are times when I'm standing around, listening, as I oftentimes do, to the voices of the peoples of earth, listening to their thoughts, vibrating the atmosphere. Sometimes it strikes me as a jangle. Sometimes discordant, and sometimes I am myself distressed, as indeed are we all distressed by the many thoughts which are vibrating around your world, creating a chaos. Because not only are these thoughts pregnant and strong, powerful, but oftentimes behind the thoughts that are enunciated come the reaction in a material sense. The action that follows oftentimes brings even more discord and strife into your world, and there is in consequence no peace. Very few in your world are conscious of the power of the thought, even when it is not enunciated and clarified, so that others may hear and know that which goes oftentimes very deep in the hearts of men. How important it is that those in your world should guard their thoughts and the things that they say. How they should strive to think good, and in consequence follow the path of goodness, that others may see and know and understand the reality of the power of good, that it may cast aside fear and cast out all those things which create discord and strife in your world. Where'er you turn, you see the result of man's thinking, followed by the action to the word, and in consequence there is no peace, no joy and happiness among men. There are those here and there who strive and make every attempt to do the will of the Most High. There are many souls, it is true, who are seeking a path of righteousness and of truth. And here and there there are those who have found the true path. There are many who are treading a path of enlightenment, and yet they themselves do not realize nor perceive the finger of the Spirit that points in the direction to which they should go. How blind are they in your world, oft-time?